AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. An attack on an Orthodox synagogue in Manchester, England has left two people dead on Yom Kippur. Ed Donahue has details.
Police say a car was driven into people outside the Heaton Park Hebrew Congregation Synagogue. A man got out and began stabbing people.
This attack has been officially declared as a terrorist incident.
Chief Constable Stephen Watson says officers were on the scene quickly.
Armed officers from Greater Manchester Police intercepted the offender, and he was fatally shot by officers within 7 minutes of the original call.
It took authorities some time to confirm he was dead. They were worried he had an explosive. Two other people have been arrested. Prime Minister Keir Starmer says it's shocking.
A vile individual committed a terrorist attack that attacked Jews because they are Jews, and attacked Britain because of our values.
Starmer says increased security will be sent to synagogues across Britain. I'm Ed Donahue.
Health officials in Gaza say Israeli strikes and gunfire killed at least 57 Palestinians today. The Israeli Navy intercepted boats attempting to break its blockade of Gaza. Seb Mednick reports they arrested the activists aboard and plan to deport them.
The activists say they want to raise awareness about the plight of Palestinians in Gaza. Israel said that it needs this naval blockade to make sure that Hamas does not bring in weapons to Gaza.
President Trump has declared drug cartels to be unlawful combatants, and the U.S. is now in an armed conflict. The move comes after the U.S. military carried out three deadly strikes against alleged drug smuggling boats in the Caribbean last month. No weekly jobless numbers reported today because of the government shutdown. Mortgage rates edged higher, and small gains for stocks. The S&P up less than a tenth of a percent, the Dow less than two-tenths, the Nasdaq about four-tenths. But all three closed at new highs. This is AP News. Three decisive playoff games in Major League Baseball's wildcard round. The Tigers and Guardians underway in Cleveland. Padres and Cubs taking the field at Wrigley. Later, Yankees, Red Sox in the Bronx. Last night, the Dodgers eliminated the Reds. Gethin Coolbaugh has a recap.
Mookie Betts had four hits and three RBIs to help the defending champion Dodgers sweep the Reds with an 8-4 Game 2 win to advance out of the NL wildcard round.
It was a great test, and we didn't waver.
LA manager Dave Roberts.
Even after that first inning, and you know, guys stayed positive, stayed within in themselves, kept taking good at-bats.
LA will face the Phillies in the NLDS.
Very talented ball club. It's going to be a fun environment. I think we match up really well with those guys. You know, they're going to run a bunch of left-handers at us.
Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.